I grew it out during quarantine. Remember that? Yeah. When it was illegal to touch people, that was a threat touching somebody. What you say? I'll hug your whole family, cuz. It was a threat. Right? People were dying from drive-by high fives. Look at us now. We feel great. Right? I got my booster shot last year. I didn't want to, but they were like, we're not going to pay you. And I'm like, where are you trying to put it, though? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Come on. They gave it to too many white people. It's got to be safe. You know what I'm saying? I did it. And I feel good. Not good, like, ooh, my powers are kicking in, you know? I just think I'm not going to die, but I'm pretty healthy. I wasn't going to die before. I know I say that, and some people get mad at me. They're like, you shouldn't say that. I know people as healthy as you, and they still died. You know how I know they weren't as healthy as me? They died. So I've never died in my life undefeated. How you going to tell me? I don't even think I can. I'm a vegan, you know what I mean? Name one vegan that's died. You can't, because we don't. We just turn to trees, you know? I'm Groot. You know, he's just a vegan. So. But yeah, man, I grew it out. I like my hair, man. I like it. Some people don't like it, and they tell me, which I think is weird. Like, people feel mad comfortable telling me that they don't like my hair. Like, they'll be like, oh, I liked your hair when it was shorter. I'm like, all right, well, it's not. So I don't know why you're telling me this, man. Some people don't recognize me with my hair. They'll see me and they'll be like, is that Preacher? But they don't know for sure. And they don't want to walk over and be like, hey, Preacher. And I'm like, another black dude. And they're like, oh my God, I'm nothing. Right? So some people just, they go up and whisper my name, which is the creepiest thing. Why are you whispering my name? I'll be chilling in Walgreens, minding my own business out of nowhere. Preacher Lawson. I'm like, which one of y'all said that? Who said my name? Don't whisper my name, that's weird. Like, it's weird to whisper in general. Think about it. Unless you're trying to be sexy, you're telling a secret, or being racist, you should not be whispering. It's weird, like, homeless people know to project. Come on, man, let me get a dollar. Trying to borrow a dollar. You never see a homeless person just walk up to you, let me get a dollar. I want to borrow a dollar so bad, I want to borrow a dollar. Mama say, mama say, mama. Here's a dollar, sir. I don't know why. I don't know why he did Michael Jackson lyrics. You know what Michael Jackson's saying in that song? He's saying, I'ma say it one more time, I'm not gonna stop. I'ma say it one more time, I'm not gonna stop. That's what he's saying. Someone ruined it for me. I'm ruining it for everybody, all right? I was mad, too. I was like, what? But all of y'all for years, mama say, mama stop. Mama say. Those aren't words, bro. No one said that in life. Keep on playing, I'm gonna mock you, sir. That's not a thing. People just believe anything they hear, man. Someone told me it was African. I was like, all right, mama say, mama say. I just went along with it. And I was like, look at me, I'm bilingual. Mama say, mama. I just went along with it. That's not true. People believe anything they hear. And I know that for a fact, because some of y'all believe me just now. And I lied. I made that up, man. I lied. Yeah, I lied. I lie. I lie all the time. I'm not even black. Check it out. My name is Jerry. No, I'm black. I'm black. That'd be funny, though, if I did that. I've been black the whole time. I did like a 23andMe and said I was 13% Irish. I was like, what? Where'd that come from? Are you serious? That's weird, you know? I do lie. I do. But I'm not a liar, okay? I do regular lies, you know? I'll say stuff like, on my way, or If I'm on a plane in emergency exit row and the flight attendant's like, hey, are you willing and able to sacrifice your life for a bunch of strangers? I'm like, yeah, I'm lying. I'm lying. I just want to do this. I'm not about to sacrifice nothing. I want leg room. I'm not about to sit all the way in the back, people scooting their booty past my neck.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I just got to get the row 87. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, did I pass it? Okay, here I go. Here's my booty again, stranger. Here's my booty.
You ever come back from the restroom on a plane and someone's going to the restroom and you're like, oh, there's no room at all. Like, somebody about to take it to the face. I don't know which side I'm gonna give them, but didn't you skip me a line earlier? You know, you gotta pick and choose who you do it to. But yeah, man, planes are weird, man. They got like, I don't understand why the seats have flotation devices. Like, all of them have flotation devices, but not parachutes, right? Because we're flying over mostly not water. So why are these, they just have flotation devices. I'm bringing a parachute. Next time I go on the plane, I'm bringing another bag. They're like, why you got another bag? Don't worry about me, player. Don't worry about me. People gonna start freaking out. It's turbulence. Oh, it's turbulence. They gonna look at me, why aren't you freaking out? I'm like, don't worry about why I'm not freaking out. Where's Mercy X around? Is it around here? Let me see, where's the Mercy at? Oh, man. But yeah, man, good to be alive. So, man. So, I was, my mom named me Preacher. She called me Preacher. I didn't think of it. People think I thought of it. I didn't. When I was 2 weeks old, a bunch of people kept telling my mom, they're like, when he gets older, he's gonna be a preacher. He's gonna be a pastor. That's what they seen in me at 2 weeks old. I don't know what I was saying at 2 weeks old to give the impression I was gonna be a, what could I say? Goo goo gaga, goo, can I get a wire? You know, I don't know. I don't know if I was changing my mom's milk into wine. I don't remember, you know, but I'll tell people my name is Preacher. Everyone here is Preacher, and they're like, there's no way he just said Preacher. So they start to think of different names on their own. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Preacher. They're like, Richard? I'm like, nope. Clearly started with a P. They're like, Preston? And I'm like, I'm black, okay? You know my name isn't Preston. There's no such thing as a black Preston. And if there is one, there's one, and he's probably called Black Preston, because that's how it works. I don't make the rules. That's like a white dude named Jamal. He white Jamal. Everybody know that. People get mad at my name. Are you an actual pastor? No, I'm not a pastor. Well, I'm not calling you that. Why would I call you that if you're not even... Blah, blah, blah. All right? Don't call me that then, but I got news for you. You know Jesus? He ain't actually Jesus, okay? Dr. Dre, not a doctor. Surprise. Everybody knows that The Rock is a human. I don't know why we're doing this. Preacher's not a weird name. I met some kid named Thevin with a TH. You're like, oh, I'm Thevin. I was like, your mom has a lisp, okay? There's no such thing as a Thevin. It's either her or the doctor's fault. I don't know who said it first. What's his name? Thevin. How many pounds he weigh? Thevin. You don't see the coincidence? I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to Thevin. Like, clearly, she got braces. You can tell that she spit when she talked, because I used to have braces. It flies out your mouth. You can't help it, you know? But like, what's up, you know? People get mad at you. I was looking at something earlier. I can't help it. I got braces, you know? Speaking of braces, anybody ever been to London? Because they don't believe in those. That's not a myth. I thought that was a myth, bro. All of them just all look like they inhale grenades at the same time. Like, they don't need can openers down there. You understand? Like, it's, they just all look like Nigel Thornberry. But I had braces. I had Invisalign braces, which are, because my teeth were jacked up. I mean, I had a regular amount of jacked up. Like, I had gaps. Like, one time I was eating cereal and my spoon was missing. I was like, wait a second. This is the third time. So I decided to get some braces. I got Invisalign braces, which are great because you can't see them. But then you have some people that had regular braces growing up. They get mad at me as if I invented Invisalign braces. Like, you didn't go through the struggle. My lips were bleeding. Nobody cares, bruh. If you had braces growing up, you probably had money. So I don't feel bad for you looking weird at 11. You're supposed to. I just stopped looking like a Pokemon 3 years ago. Let me be happy, man. People trying to catch me. I choose you, Preacher Chew. Leave me alone. I'm trying to live my life. You guys laughed at that, but you honestly should have laughed harder. But whatever, it's fine. It's cool. Just gonna ruin my special. That was hilarious, man. You ever see a meme and you're laughing? You're like dying laughing at it. Then you show your friend, they're not laughing. That's how I felt just now. When y'all didn't laugh at my joke. And I just tried so hard. None of y'all give me that $20, sir. I would never kill myself. I think about it every day. But I'm not gonna, you know. That was dark. Speaking of dark, I'm black. I'm black. My whole body's black. Y'all notice that? Except this part. Ain't that weird? This is weird. This is not black. This is very weird. I remember as a kid that like they would ask me questions like, why are you white on one side, black on the other? I was like, I don't know. I guess I ain't fully hit my growth spurt. I don't know why it's... it works out though. Anytime I get pulled over, hey officer, how was... I understand you don't want to give me that loan. Before you say no, I just... No, it just comes in handy. So, that was stupid. That's what it deserved. I was born in Portland, Oregon. That's where I was born. So I think that's where I got it. Because there's no black people in Oregon. There's none. My shadow ain't even black in Oregon. There's like four black people. That's not true. There's three. I left. So there's like three black people there. And Portland, Oregon. Portland is the whitest major city in America. And we live in Newburgh, which is like not even, you know, Portland. And they're not, you know, there was no black people at all. And they weren't racist down there. They just didn't like black people. And they was like, the kids weren't racist. The kids, they would always ask me, why? They would ask me the questions. But some of the parents, like I remember some of the parents, they were like, you can't play with my kid because you're black. And I'm like, whoa, before you say no. All right. You know, But I was already a weird kid. I was already weird because I had like ADHD, ABCDE. I had it, you know. I'll be talking about something like squirrel, threw me off, you know. A lot of people think HGTV isn't real, and that's because they don't experience it. So they're like, oh, I think it might be hyper. And I am hyper. They tried to put me on medication when I was a kid. My mom was like, he'll grow out of it. She was wrong. I did not. I grew into it, baby. Became a comedian. But yeah, I was a weird kid, man. I wasn't like I could lick rocks. I wasn't like that. I just, you know, I was just kind of like, I don't got a favorite color, you know? I feel like most people don't have favorite colors. Yeah, this lady is particular. She doesn't. She's like, I thought I was the only one. No. You wooed like there was going to be more people, and you were like, wow, oh, only me. Okay, I thought there was more. Okay. You don't have a favorite color either? Oh, why'd you yell? Oh my gosh. That was wrong. You didn't do it right, but all right. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green? Okay, cool. Earth lady. Okay, we get it. We like, he probably clapped. He's like, yeah. You like green? No, I don't have a favorite color. Y'all doing opposites. Now, this is what I feel like. I feel like it depends. What is it for, you know? Because I like wearing yellow because yellow goes good with chocolate. But I'm not about to have a yellow car, you know? Like if you have a yellow car, you got a Lamborghini or a discount. You didn't do that on purpose. You know? It just depends. But yeah, man, I just knew I liked making people laugh. I knew I liked making people laugh when I was like seven. I was 7 years old. There was a kid, and it was in recess. There was a kid on a swing, and he was Asian. And he was, this has nothing to do with the joke, but he was. I'm paying the pit. You're like, well, where's this going? Where's this going? That's not going anywhere. But he was swinging his feet on the, you know, the swing, and I went in front of him, and I faked like he kicked me. But not like a karate kick, because that's racist. I faked like he regular kicked me, right? And I'm so exaggerative, I'm like rolling in the bar, because I'm like bleeding, and this dude is like cracking up, he's like dying laughing. He's changing colors, he's laughing so hard. So him being Asian does have something to do with the story, because he definitely wasn't regular Jamal. And so I remember him laughing, and I was like, this is the coolest feeling ever. Like I knew it was just the best feeling. I love making people laugh. And I just always wanted to make people laugh, you know what I mean? And so anytime I got in class, I would try to make someone laugh. I wasn't like, people think because I'm a comedian, I was the class clown, but I wasn't. I was super quiet. Right? Unless everybody was quiet. Then I was like, all right, I'll take it from here. And then I get in there, you know? But I was quiet, you know? I was quiet. I used to get, people thought I was weird because I didn't cuss, you know? I did not cuss. I didn't start cussing until 2020. Isn't that great? I cuss all the time now. But before I was not cussing. I didn't even, like the first time I cussed on purpose, I was like 25. I was doing an audition in front of the director, the writer, producer. And this is before everyone believed in cooties. And my line was, get the hell out of here, right? 25 years old. All I had to say was, get the hell out of here. I had never said it before, so I couldn't stop giggling, right? They were like, all right, go ahead, do your line. I said, okay. Get the hell. They were like, someone died in this scene. I said, I know. I know, I just usually don't cuss. And I remember the director saying, okay, well, say whatever word that makes you feel comfortable. And I was like, okay, all right. Okay, all right. Get the heck out of here. And I remember the producer saying, how about get your ass out of here? I was like, I don't feel comfortable saying that. He's like, yeah, we don't care. Get your ass out of here, though. Right? Yep. We need a 25-year-old that doesn't need cuss words or icky. Get your ass out of here. I said, who the freak you think you talking to? It was like, it's not working. Get out of here. I was like, touche. Touche. That's Ruben's laugh, everybody. All right. But yeah, man, I used to get bullied a lot because I didn't cuss. They thought I was a snitch. It was like, what kind of person? What kind of, you don't, there's no adults here. You can cuss now. And I'm like, nah, man, it's bad. I used to get bullied. Anybody here get bullied? All right. Nice. 7 of y'all. The rest of y'all bullies? All right, got it. I used to get bullied a lot. I never got beat up, though, because if you can beat me up, I'm not dumb. I'm not going to fight you. So I used to get punked out as a kid all the time. Kids would be like, I'll knock you out. And I'm like, I agree. Unless there was people around, you couldn't punk me out if there was people around. One time, there was a kid named Rodney. Any Rodneys here? I hate you. So this kid waited till the teacher left the classroom. Right, we all know teachers leave the classroom, students gotta act up. This man took a high school book from the other side of the classroom, threw the book at the back of my head. And I was like, oh, okay, I'ma act like I didn't notice that. Then some kid behind me was like, oh snap, he just threw a book at your head. Like I actually didn't notice that. So I had to get up out my desk like, who just threw a book at my head? And Rodney was like, I did it. And I was like, since nobody wants to admit it, I'ma let it slide right now. And Rodney was confused. He was like, no, I was the one who just said that I threw the book out your head. I said, oh word, it was you, Rodney? Do it again. Then he did it again. Just like I requested, right? Yeah. I love books thrown in my head. Then he got in my face. I said, get out of my face, Rodney. And he goes, or what? And I said, or Mufasa with a beard in 10th grade, because that's who he sounded like. You deliberately disobeyed me. That's what he sounded like. I told him, I was like, listen, Rodney, I'm going to give you to the count to the 147. And you gonna find out a what? And you don't wanna find out a what? I'ma say it one more time, I'm not gonna stop. He was like, do it. I said, oh word. Want me to do it? Cool, say less. 1.5. 2, dang it. Guess I gotta start again. Hopefully I finish before our teacher, Miss Lisa, come back. Before Miss Lisa come back. Come back, Lisa. She never came back. He just kept throwing books in my head. But I don't care, man, because my life is great. I'm doing my second special, and honestly, I heard he's in jail right now. So, right? That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right, baby. They locked him up, threw the book at him. So I don't care what's going on. All right. I was hoping I had superpowers, you know, at the time. I tried it too. I tried to like choke him. Everybody's tried that. Everyone in this room has sat down and didn't feel like getting up to grab the remote when they watch TV. Everybody. Because you look at the remote, you're like, man, that's kind of far right there. And you try to look around to see if anyone's going to catch you, right? You just kind of, come to me. Levitate. Everybody's done it. I'm not the only kid that walked up the automatic door. Circus City. We've all tried it. I remember one time I was watching Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. I seen him get bit by a spider, turned into Spider-Man. I said, that's all it takes? Because I already know where the mosquito's at. So I go over and I get bit by a mosquito on my arm. I'm like, cool, it's only a matter of time before I get these powers. But the thing about mosquitoes is there's one hanging out by itself, so a bunch of them just start attacking me. I was like, oh, snap, it itches. Ah, too much power. My mom came over. She's like, preacher, what's going on? I try to save her. Get away. I'm not preacher anymore. I'm suck man. Because mosquitoes suck your blood. That's the only thing I was thinking. Right? My mom was not hearing that. You ain't sucking nothing in this house. Better suck up them dishes. You know, she always got to ask stuff. Suck them grades up, you know? My mom was cool. She was strict. My mom told me I couldn't have a girlfriend until I'm 16. I'm so dumb, I listened to her. I remember being 15, some girl approached me. I was like, next year, all right? Same location next year. I didn't get my first kiss until I was 18 years old. What is that? What is that? Y'all don't even know why you're clapping. Someone woo, someone ah, don't ah me. I caught up now. I'm just saying before, but I was 18, first kiss playing Truth or Dare, which is kind of sad. But that was, I counted it. I was like, I don't care, I'm counting this breath. 18 years old. She didn't even want to kiss me. They was like, I dare you, Monica, to kiss Preacher. And she was like, and I quit. And I'm like, hold up. I just got dared to suck his toe. We can quit? We don't got to do it? What do you mean? She was like, you ugly. I was like, you ugly too. I'm trying to help us out. Like, you... So this was another reason I was weird. Because my mom forgot to talk to me about puberty. All right? She just forgot to talk about puberty. You can't forget to talk to your kids about puberty. I just found out, right? Can't let your kids just find out. I was just like in class one day, just sitting there like, yo. Why every time Miss Lisa walked by, I'ma blow up. What's going on right now? I had just watched the movie Aliens. I was like, am I pregnant right now? I wanna get pregnant, baby. Remember my teacher walking by, she was like, hey preacher, everyone got up and left. You can get up now. And I was like, no, I can't. She was like, yes, you can, preacher. I was like, I'm not preacher anymore. I'm suck man. She was like, what? I was like, I don't know why I said that. When I was 16, I went to this program called Job Corps. I thought it was like some type of summer camp, and it wasn't. It was like jail, and it was. I know it was like jail, because every kid there with me was like, this is better than jail. So, you know, didn't make me feel safe. One kid got kicked out for selling drugs, right? He got kicked out. And they was like, who snitched, huh? Probably that one kid they called Pastor. Yeah, that guy that doesn't cuss and has never masturbated before, yeah. He's a snitch. What kind of 16-year-old don't masturbate? I'm like, first off, I've never masturbated before because it's against the Bible, all right? And it's gay, you know? Then I turned 17, tried it out. I was like, oh, snap, I'm gay. Like, I did not know. I ain't all this gay, you know? I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I just need to clarify. I don't even want to after the show. Was that a joke or was that a joke? You know, I'm not. I did have a couple of gay roommates, not at the same time. I wasn't like living in a gay house, but I had a gay roommate. I had a gay roommate when I was living in Orlando, Florida. And when I first moved to LA, I had a gay roommate. And we shared a room. It's expensive. And I'll tell some guys that, and they're like, you shared a room with a gay dude? I can't share in a room with no gay dude. And I'm like, why? You don't trust yourself? I I'm like, what do you think's gonna happen? You know, like, it's not COVID. He's not gonna cough and get it on me. That's not how it works. He's gotta be on me, you know? So, but I had no issues with him. That's not true. I hated him because he kept stealing my money. I would leave money on my bed. I would leave, come back. I'm like, where's my money? He's like, my money gone too. And I'm like, we're the only ones here, you know? Like, you know? He kept trying to convince me I was also gay, you know? He's like, come on, man, everybody's a little gay. And I was like, not everybody, you know? It's not a 23andMe and I get my test results back. Oh, snap! Nigerian and gay, that's crazy. I didn't even realize. Yeah, I mean, my oldest brother's gay and I'm vegan, so we get mixed up a lot for some reason. I don't know why. I told my mom I was a vegan. She goes, ah, you too? I was like, that is not how it works. I just told you I don't eat meat. I'm the least gay in the family, you know? Oh, man. Ah, that's how kids drink water. Bro, kids forget they can breathe when they drink water. Ah. Ah, ah, ah. It's like, breathe, stupid. How you forget something you do on autopilot? I'm gonna put this back for continuity, so I don't need people laughing. Wait a second, that cap wasn't there. This is hilarious, but wait a second. This is bothering me, man. I got my OC, I got my MSNBC is over. I didn't want to ruin it for anyone else, but it's tangled. Because now y'all gonna be like, ha, ha, ha. It's annoying though. It is, a little bit. Sorry. I'm sorry I get distracted. I told you I got LGBTQ, man. I know what I was talking about. I was drinking water. I keep drinking water and I already got to pee, you know? Like, I don't know why y'all laughing. Y'all in the splash zone. You better hope I make it. Like, you ever have to use a bathroom round? You real bad. You at a public restroom, right? Instead of it saying men and women, they try to be creative. It's like a boat and a fish. You're like, which one? Everyone's walked to the wrong restroom. Every woman in here has walked in and been like, when they put urinals inside of the restroom? And every dude has walked in like, is that a couch? They got a couch inside of the restroom. Is that a vending machine? What kind of candy is that? They got lotion inside the restroom? Can't have lotion in the men's restroom. Because we're not going to use it. That's the why y'all laughing? Are you going to Peter my special? This is my second special. And you can't even pee on yourself for me. You do not love me. You do not. Don't even come back. I did my first special without you. I'm going to do my second special without you. Yeah, I wrote like 3 fire jokes without you. Didn't I do good? Yeah, to hell with you. Why don't she want me, man? That's Will Smith. Oh, look at you using her as a sacrifice. Look at you. Using her as a sacrifice. What are you doing? You sitting down on the stairs? What are you doing? Oh, your phone? Are you getting a phone? Oh, okay. Oh, now, okay. Okay, all right. See you later. All right, see you later. All right, see you later. Okay, do they got speakers in the bathroom?
You got this. Just breathe. Let it out.
All right. So when she comes back from the restroom, everybody start clapping. Loud, like, get super loud, like, yeah, you pooped. You know, like, be super supportive and look at her the whole time, like, yeah. 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 The whole time. She does. Anyway, that's why I don't like dolphins, you know? Dolphins are smart. You know dolphins have like 2 brains? Like one brain is like working while the other one is sleeping. They're super smart. Dolphins apparently are smarter than like people. They just don't have thumbs to build colonies. You know, like you just can't. The whole time they're like, I'm way smarter than you. You don't understand. They just can't. Anyway, drink some more water. I drink a lot of water because I'm thirsty. Speaking of thirsty, I'm single, and I've been single. All right, cool. I'm gonna wait till the lights come on. But I've been single for like, I think 3 years. Oh wait, 5 years. 5 years, 2 months, 8 days, 9 hours. I don't fully remember. But we broke up, and my ex is great. I pick really good exes. All my exes are beautiful, smart, they're kind. They're great, man. I'm not gonna trash my ex. You ever meet that dude? I don't know what it is. Every girl I meet, crazy. You're the reason that they're crazy. Right? Yeah. I mean, everyone clapping is crazy, but I'm just, you're crazy. I dated one girl that was crazy, and I knew it the whole time. The whole time. I remember the first date we went on, I was like, oh. I'm gonna try it out. It was amazing, man. We broke up like 40 times. Super toxic. I loved it. One of the times we broke up, right, I was in the kitchen and she walked up behind me, tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around, she had like sleeping pills in her hand. And she goes, if you break up with me one more time, I'm gonna take all these pills. And I was like, babe, there's only 3 pills. In your hand, you're gonna wake up at noon. I don't know what you're trying to threaten me. She's like, there was only 3 left. I was like, yeah, but we live next to Walgreens. You didn't even try. Like, that's the problem in this relationship. I feel like I'm the only one trying, and you're not even putting any effort in. I gotta walk you to Walgreens. No, it's cool, man. But yeah, so when I was, I lived in Memphis for, went from Oregon to Memphis, and my last, when I decided to leave Memphis, I was actually, it was around my birthday. Anybody got a birthday? Because I know some, anybody got a birthday? It's cool. Yeah, I have a birthday every year, and I had I've only had like one bad birthday. It was my 19th. Everyone forgot it was my birthday. Everyone, except my mom and my brother. My mom, she got me a $100 Applebee's gift card, right? Yep, that's right. Left me 11. And then my brother, he was like, I realize everyone forgot about your birthday, so I'm gonna take you out to eat. You hungry? I was like, I'm always hungry. He's like, cool, because I heard mom gave you an Applebee's gift card or something. I said, you want me to take you out with my birthday gift on my birthday? And I was angry and I was driving. When you're angry and you're driving, what do? You crash every time you're angry and you're driving? Why'd you say, that was weird. I wasn't expecting, no. So, okay, everyone else says, Speed, you the only one. You die every time. That's weird. You was very confident. No, that's not what happens. But, Hey. What are y'all doing? Are y'all clapping? Oh, because she got back from the restroom or something? Why would y'all do that? That was weird. All right, welcome back, I guess. Is it like a Burbank thing? Why would y'all start clapping? This is very weird. Welcome back. Welcome back. Y'all wash your hands? You did? All right. I believe you. Lick your hand then. That's not a lick. You didn't lick it, you nasty. Yeah. Nobody high five her at all, bruh. All right. I like how y'all came back, you know, that's same exact time. You done, girl? Me too. You just walk out. Women are the only people that go to the restroom in groups. You rarely see dudes. I got a pee, Brandon. Let's roll, brother. Let's have some early. Let's get out of here, man. Where's Tyler at? Tyler here? All 3 of us, we can go together, you know? Hopefully they got a couch we could take selfies. You know, that'd be great. Is that lotion? All right, so, all right, so we're gonna edit this. So my birthday. So I'm just gonna go back. So my birthday, I was angry and I was driving. Everybody knows when you're angry and you're driving, you crash. So I was speeding really hard. I get pulled over, right? The cop gets out of the car, it's a black cop, so immediately I'm like, yeah, about to get a discount. So he walks over, right? He goes, let me see your license registration, please. I panic and I gave him my Applebee's gift card. He goes, you trying to bribe me with an Applebee's gift card? Get out the car. And when he said that on the inside, I was like, it's my birthday. But on the outside, I just turned 19. I'm trying to be tough in front of my brother. I'm like, I got a car, don't matter to me, cuz. Oh, you gonna put cuffs on me? Okay, you think it's the first time I've been in cuffs? Because it was. I was like, these are so cold. And he goes, what's up with your attitude? And I was like, I ain't got no attitude. But I said it like that. So he starts to put me in the back of the cop car. As he's doing that on the inside, I was like, it's my birthday. But on the outside, I'm like, it's my birthday. And I peed on myself a little bit. It wasn't like a full amount of pee. It was right before the cutoff point. I was like, ooh, that was almost unstoppable. And so I get inside the back of the cop car because he wouldn't let me in the front. And he goes, hey, man, what's going on? And I was like, it's my birthday. Everybody forgot. And then he checks my ID, sees it's my birthday, and says, all right, man, get out of here. I was like, are you serious? He goes, yes, I'm serious. Hurry up and get out before I change my mind. And I was like, oh, snap, man, but like I'm in cuffs right now. And he says, oh yeah, my bad, let me get out. Then he gets out, he unlocks the door, he uncuffs me, goes, hey man, just slow down. And I was like, thank you so much, officer. I start walking back to the car, hit that little spin move, hey. You know that spin move where you try to wipe all the tears before your brother sees you crying? I did that one. And I get in the car, my brother's like, I already heard you crying. I was like, I don't care, it's my birthday. I'll cry if I want to. Like, you know, you would cry too if it happened to you. And, you know, the cop, he pulled up right next to me and he rolled down the window and says, hey man, happy birthday. Pulls off. I'm like, wow, this man just stole my Applebee's gift card. The worst birthday ever, man. I left Memphis. I went back to Portland for a little bit. I went to Orlando. Orlando was pretty cool. I got a dog when I was in Orlando. Anybody? Yeah, I had a dog. Guess what kind of dog I had? A golden retriever. Nope, that wasn't it. A lab? Nope. Huh? You guys are bad. Who said pit bull? Racist. No, I'm joking. It wasn't a pit. It wasn't. It was a chihuahua. You guys were way off. It was a chihuahua. He was a chihuahua. No, stop guessing. You're wrong. Yeah, I told you the answer. That's like if I was like in class and I was like C. You're like, I'm gonna try B. I told you. So it was a chihuahua. He's a chihuahua Yorkie. He was super cute, man. He was super. Yep, he was. His name was Tank. He was 12 pounds. And the way I got him was this girl. Like, she was like, hey, you want a dog? I was like, this is my chance. And it wasn't. She just left me. Single parent father. You know? I used to call my son. I'm like, this is like my son. Then one day he started humping my leg. And I was like, never mind. You cannot be my son and my baby daddy. So I just stopped calling him my son. He'd be on the other side of the living room getting started, like, oh snap, there's some new jeans, preacher? I ain't never seen no jeans like that in my life. Like, no, yes, they're new jeans, because you keep ruining them. So, but he was super cute, man. He was adorable. Everybody wanted to pet him. You know, one time I was walking him in my neighborhood, and this homeless dude, I didn't know he was homeless, he was on the cover, but he walks up and he goes, that's a good looking dog right there. I'm like, yeah, his name is Tank. He goes, yeah. I'm like, whoa. Don't pet him, he doesn't like new people. If it's the new person tries to pet him, he's gonna bite you. He's like, no, trust me, I'm good with dogs. I said, I don't care how good you are with dogs, all right? Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. That's my... she like, I like this 4D experience. I'm gonna go ahead and yell out. I'm gonna yell out my part of the joke. But you're right. I mean, when I was writing the joke, I don't remember putting you in it, but I appreciate you ad-libbing right there. Your extra loud self. I was like, who gave you a microphone? I don't even understand. You the same one that knocked someone's iPhone down with your booty, like, sorry, I gotta go to the bathroom. That ain't your dog. All right. So dogs have personalities like humans. You can't go up to a human like, hey, that's a good looking human right there. I don't really like people. No, trust me. I'm good with people. You can't do that. He tries to pet him anyway. Bro, oh my gosh, your dog bit me. I said, I'm so sorry. I was trying to warn you. He doesn't like new people. He was like, I can't believe your dog bit me. I said, I'm sorry. He was like, give me $10. I was like, what? He's like, your dog bit me, give me $10. He said it in a way like, everybody knows if the dog bites you, it's $10. He was so confident, I was like, yeah, I forgot about that rule. I just gave him $10. He was like, thank you, brother, God bless. He just walks off. I was like, this man scammed me for $10? There's better ways to make money besides getting bit by dogs $10 at a time. How was work, baby? It was great. I made $115. 15? I didn't get fully bit by the last one they gave me. They gave me $5. He was so cute. People didn't think it was my dog. One lady thought I stole him. Yeah, I'm not gonna say what race she was because it doesn't matter that she was white. And she walked up to me. She was like, is that the dog that went missing yesterday? And I was like, no, it's my dog. She goes, are you sure? And I was like, yep, why would I steal the dog and lie about it, then be like the second time, you know what? I was lying. I did. I stole the dog and walked it in the same neighborhood I just stole it from. That's like robbing a bank. Put all the money in the bag. That's right. And let me open the savers real quick, all right? Here's my birth certificate. Y'all got a rewards program? I'm trying to build my credit up. If you guys can do that real quick. He's my dog. She goes, I'm sorry. He's so cute. And I'm like, I get it. He's like, he's super cute. Super cute. I get it. You want to pet him? Get her, Tank. He's my secret weapon. He was a secret weapon. He was so cool. I loved the man. I remember people talking about dogs. Like, this is my best friend. And I'm like, that's because you don't have any friends. You know? He was just annoying at first. Like, I had to pay $500 for him to stay in my apartment complex. I didn't pay it. I just convinced the apartment complex I was the one barking. But he was, you know, he was expensive and he was just, you know, but then he became like my best friend for real. And I knew he's my best friend. You know, one day when I was like, all my roommates were gone, I waited till they were gone because I was having like a bad day. And I started ugly crying, which is the only way to cry. No one looks sexy crying, you know? And if you think someone looks sexy crying, then you need help because that's weird. Very weird. If you at a funeral, yeah, get it out. Look at that face. Don't wipe it. Yeah, look at that face, so wet. I like them cheeks. That's weird, you know? So I was crying, and I remember a tanky ran over, and he got on his hind legs, and he started licking my tears. And yeah, it worked. I just stopped crying immediately. And it works. Any girl I've ever dated after that, if they start crying, I lick their tears. They just stop. I can't believe it. I'm in there, right? They're not happy. They're kind of confused, but they stop. They're like, are you licking my face right now? You stop, though. I just got fired. But you look, come on now. You stop, so I win. And yeah, I remember I was kind of sad because everything I did in Orlando, it was tailored towards comedy. Any job I had, any relationship, I always did it for comedy. And I was like, I'm not going to make it as a comedian in Orlando, Florida. So I had to move to L.A. So I saved up a bunch of money. And no matter how much money I saved up, L.A.'s expensive. I wasn't going to be able to take Tank initially. So I had to sit Tank down like a psycho because that's what you do when you have a dog. You know what I mean? You kind of just talk to them like a human when you have them too long. And I was like, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go save a bunch of money for like a couple months. I'm gonna ship you out, then you can get your own bed, even though he keep jumping in mine. And you know, the whole time I'm talking to him, he like, when we going outside? You know, like he doesn't know. I can leave for 10 minutes and Tank's like, I thought you were dead, right? So, so I, you know, I talked to him and I was like, it was kind of sad because I was like, he doesn't realize I'm leaving for 2 months. And I broke down, started sexy crying. And I did. I knew it was sexy because he started humping my leg again. And I let him get it out. I was like, you know, this is the last time. Get it out, my child. Go ahead. And I moved to LA in 2016. And I wasn't like homeless, but I was flirting with it. You know, I was like, what's your name, homeless? You know, and I found a place on Craigslist, Park La Brea, mistake, and I moved in. I had 5 roommates, 6 dudes in a 2-bedroom. One dude slept in his own room. Another guy in the hallway. Another guy in the fridge or something. Another guy in the closet. Another guy out the closet. That was my roommate. And this dude was an alcoholic, man. We got in a fight one day. We got in a fight one day because he was coming home drunk all the time. He kept waking me up, and then I was fed up. 3 o'clock in the morning, he's drunk, coming in, talking on the phone. And I'm like, hey, man, take that outside. He throws his phone down. He's like, what you going to do about it, man? Huh? What you going to do about it? You ain't going to do nothing about it. And I said, you don't want to find out what I'm going to do. He gets in my face. He's like, do something about it. And I was like 15 pounds bigger than I am now. I was jacked. And Jill went up the hill to get some more protein, baby. And I started choking this dude immediately. And I was squeezing his neck. And I remember him not fighting it. And I was like, that's kind of weird because I'm squeezing hard. And I remember him not fighting it. And I remember him going, yes, daddy. And I was like, whoa, hey.